I'm on Whole World Radio. My name is Pastor Marilyn. I'm a four-dimensional teacher where the collective mind is. My show is, as God said, Make Room for Me. This is the celebration of our freedom on Jesus' resurrection. Our celebration. This is called the Cup of Remembrance. We now become member back unto Him as the body of Christ. In Genesis 2 and 20. Let's read the scripture. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, I have shared Jesus' crucifixion. Now we are in his resurrection. He said, when he died, we die with him. When he rose, we rose with him. I am living indeed, but it is not I that live. It is Jesus whose life is in me. So the heart can hardly take in the reality that is unveiled to us. Yes, I have shared in his crucifixion. This is the legal side of our identification with Christ. You see, he shared with us in his incarnation. He became as we, he became flesh as we were flesh. He became one with us. He gave us its kingly glory and became one with suffering, lost humanity. He was one with us in his substitution. He shared our sins, our infirmities, our diseases. He took them upon himself. The share was so real that he who knew no sin became sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let's read it. He became sin in order to become identified with us, to come to our level. He not only had sin reckoned on him, sin lay upon him as the high priest laid the sin of Israel upon the goat, but he actually became sin. He can hardly guess the fact that deity could become sin, but he did. He died spiritually. 1 Peter 3:18 said, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. In the new creation, we share with him. He is the head. We are the body. He has imparted himself to us. And when he imparted himself to us, he gave us a new self in the place of our old self. That old fallen sin ruled self was displaced, and the new Jesus, the image of Christ, became our new self." Do you see how totally and completely he shared with us? How much he became one with us? Then Colossians 3:1 said, "If then you have risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." See, we are there with him. We are to let our thoughts dwell on things above, not graven onto the earth. You have died to things on earth, and your real life now has been hidden, but it's union with Jesus in the being of God. Here we catch a grasp of our utter oneness with him, of the completeness of this union. What is more real than this? "I am the vine, you are the branches," John 15:6 says. Here he show us that we are the fruit bearing part of him. He said we will bring forth more fruit. What he is saying, that we, he also said that we will do even greater things than he did. We are the love revealing part of him. We are the part of him that blessed and teaches humanity. We are the part of him that bring eternal life to lost men. We are sharing in his resurrection. If we share in his resurrection, we share in his victory over Satan. We share in his victory over sin. We have been raised together with him. We are sharing his victory over the adversity. Satan knew that we conquer him in Christ, that we were with the master when he put him to the north and triumph and trample over him and put off from himself the principalities and the powers. When Jesus make an open show of Satan in front of Satan's own host in dark regions, that we share with him and were a part in that great victory. Do you notice we are sharing in the things of high, where Jesus is enthroned at the right hand of God? We are seated with him. Let's read Ephesians 2, verse 68. And had raised us up together and make us sit together in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Then in the age to come, he might show the exceeding rich of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. You see, we are seated as one with him on the throne now. He is the head of the body. We are the member of the body. Where the head is the body, where the head is the body is. The authority that belongs to the head belongs to the body. Now we can understand Matthew 28 and 18 that said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Authority, all powers, all dominion in heaven, him being the head, and earth, we being the body. You understand now why he can put off from himself the principalities and the powers. You can understand how he could make a show of them. He was the master with the omnipotence and ability of the Father. And we share in that. He had given us the legal use of his name. In that name is invest all authority the Father gave him after his resurrection. That name is ours, and we have a legal right to use it. Oh, I wish that our heart could take it in. If we do, the days of our defeat and failure would then be over. Romans 6 and 2 said, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You see, we have passed out of sin as truly as the dead man has passed out of life. Can we, when really dead to it, still go on living in it? Okay, if you don't quite understand, look at this. Do you comprehend that all of us who pass by baptism into union with Jesus, were by baptized, make share in his death? Well then, if that baptism make us share his death, it must have made us share his burial also. For if by having death like him, we have entered into living union with him, most certainly we should not be less so in consequence of having risen with him. This we recognize, that our former self was nailed to his cross. The word became flesh as us with him, so that body, which was the instrument of sin, might be made imported from evil, so that we could not any longer be slaves of sin. Notice now from this vital explanation that we share with Christ in his death, we share with him in his resurrection, and we are sharing now with him at the right hand of the Father. For another angel, he is sharing with us in our ministry as branches of the vine. From another angle, he is sharing with us in our ministry as branches of the vine. We are his testimony. We are now his confession. We are boldly telling the world that we are in Christ. We have taken our place in Christ. We have taken our place in him. We are acting as a part of him. We share in everything that he did. He is sharing in everything we are. This bringing a nearest to the reality of that great oneness between the head and the body. You see, we suffer with him. We share in it. We share in his justification. We share with him when he was made alive down in that dark region. And we hear the Father's whisper, "Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee." Acts 13:33. Speaking of his resurrection, we share in that resurrection. We share in that power and authority of him. When he put all the enemies beneath his feet, they are beneath our feet. That is what he did, the washing of the feet. He said, "If I don't do it, you will not be part of me." When he triumphed over them, that is our triumph. Now we are carrying out his precious will in the earth. He is sharing his ability, wisdom, and love with us. Can you see that today we are partaking of his divine nature? That as you yield to the inner life of God in your spirit, you will slowly but surely gain the ascension over your reasoning faculties until your mind become renewed through the reading of the word, which is really the unveiling mind of Christ. But forget for a moment that in the thought of the Father, you are sharing in the throne of grace. You own a share in it. In Ephesians 2:6 say, we share his throne. Why? Because our head is there. Our Lord is there. Marvelously, it is. In his substitution, we share with him from the cross to the throne. We were crucified with him. We die with him. We suffer with him. We were justified with him. We were made alive with him, raised with him, and are now seated with him. Now we rage as king in the realms of the new life to Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, we were in slavery and servant of the adversary. We are now the joyful love servant of Jesus. We are heir of God and joint heir with Christ, And we are coming into that new knowledge of what we are in Christ. Sin consciousness has robbed us in the past of our faith, robbed us of a sense of worthiness, robbed us of our joy of sonship. We know now that sin consciousness was just a camouflage of adversity. We were standing complete in Christ, but we did not know it. We were the righteousness of God in Christ, and we did not know it. As long as Satan could keep us in ignorance, he keep us in darkness and weakness. But the veil has been torn away. The light has shined in. Jesus said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." Because we were hoping. Now we have passed out of the realm of hope into the realm of assurance and sincerity. It is the realm of reality. We know who we are, what we are. We know what grace has been betrayed upon us. We are walking in the light of this wonderful life Christ brought into the world. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus, for all that you have done and all that you sinned that you went through with us, as us. We are so grateful to know that we are back as one as the Father is one, that the oneness who we all are. We bless your holy name. We glorify you. Glory, glory, glory. For we become the light of the world. Thank you. We thank you. Bless your holy name. Amen.
There are questions that you have to think about. In my next teaching, there will be answers. This is Whole World Radio.
Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when we walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. over and music fills the night. And when you can't contain the joy inside, then dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus.